శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహీయం దదాతి సుపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాశ్చ. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని దినవర నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశాలి ముఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగు లంగాయ దేగిన కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీ గురు దీన ధారణ పరమానంద మాధవం శ్రీచరణేశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ. సో టుడే ద టాపిక్ విచ్ ఐ థాట్ వి షుడ్ టేక్ అండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ రెలివెంట్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్, వెదర్ సంబడి ఇస్ అ బ్రహ్మచారి, వెదర్ సంబడి ఇస్ అ గృహస్థ, ఎవ్రీ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ కన్సెప్షన్ అండ్ దెన్ వన్ క్యాన్ బి వెరీ మచ్ రిలాక్స్డ్ దట్ రికగ్నైజింగ్ దట్ హౌ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ది మెయింటైనర్. యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ వి గెట్ ఇన్ టు ద డిపార్ట్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ దెన్ దెర్ ఇస్ సో మచ్ స్ట్రెస్. You will see that all those who are control freaks, they are in stress. Those who are trying to control situations, people, they are in stress. Those who are perfectionist, they are in stress because they expect everything to be 10 upon 10. My wife should be 10 upon 10. My husband should be 10 upon 10. My children should be 10 upon 10. 10 upon 10. 10 upon 10. 10 upon 10. But aisa hota nahi hai, right? My wife can be 6 upon 10. My husband can be 2 upon 10. Children can be minus 10 upon 10. So to expect that everything should be 10 upon 10 is an unrealistic expectation. But we see that who is actually, who is the most perfect, the supreme controller ultimately? Krishna, the Lord. You will see that those who are enjoyment maniacs, they are also in stress. Because ultimately enjoyer is Krishna. So as soon as we get into somebody else's department, then there is stress, there is anxiety. So we should also understand that actually we are also being maintained by Krishna. And once we have this heart deep realization that Krishna is the maintainer, automatically we become so relaxed. Like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ananyasyantyantumam yejana pariyupasate tesham nitya vuktanam yogakshemam mahamyato. Aapne dekha hoga LIC. So niche jo na tagline churai hai, wo Bhagavad Gita se churai. That we will maintain you. We LIC people will maintain you. But actually Krishna is the supreme maintainer. There was one lady, she was connected to ISKCON Chopati, Shri Radha Gopinath temple, and she was a firm believer, and she met one atheist, and the atheist, he said, "You believe in God?" Said, "Yes, my Radha Gopinath, they maintain me." "Oh, really? God maintains you?" "No, no lady, you are an illusion. We maintain. When we give salaries, then the lives are maintained. When people get profits, then they are maintained. So it is not that the Lord is your, this Lord God is maintaining. Salaries maintain. Rokhda. That maintains." But she was not convinced, he was also not convinced. So that way he thought that let me give a practical demonstration to this lady. That actually it is not that there is some entity up there in the sky who is maintaining us. No. We maintain. So what he do? He asked his servant to feed the lady. So every day the servant would give money to the lady. And this way she would get some food or whatever needs she had. Like that. And this happened for 1 month. So after 1 month, this atheistic businessman, he came. He said, "So, past 1 month, who maintained you?" She said, "God maintained me." "Achha. How come?" She said, "There was one guy, he used to come and he used to give me money, he used to give me food. So from past 1 month, there was one man who was coming and regularly giving me all my needs, whatever required." "Oh, I see. Was this the man?
Yeah, this guy was every day.
You know who he is? He is my servant. Every day I used to give money to this guy who is my servant to you. So that you can realize that actually from past 1 month it was not your God who was maintaining you. It was me who was maintaining. And then this lady, she was in tears. She said, "Oh my Lord, Shri Radha Gopinath, you are so amazing that you can feed me even through an atheist. Wow." So that was one should have this conviction. There was one place where the king's name was Asadullah. And everyone considered Asadullah should be a very extraordinary king, and he was there as a maintainer of the kingdom. So he had one flatterer minister. He would say, "Are jo dekha Asadullah, wo kya dekha Allah?" But there was one devotee as well in the kingdom. He would say, "Are jo dekha Allah, kya dekha Asadullah?" So there would always be a tussle, there would be remarks and counter remarks between these two. There was one devotee who would say, "Jo dekha Allah, kya dekha Asadullah?" And those who were flatterer ministers of Asadullah, they would say, "Are jo dekha Asadullah, are kya dekha Allah?" So Asadullah, he announced in the kingdom, "Okay, in next 1 month, let's see who gives his dependent more. Whether Allah gives more to his devotee, or whether I give to my ministers." Okay, alright. So this was a competition. So let's observe in coming 1 month. So hidingly, he would get his minister inside and give him one watermelon. But actually it was not watermelon. He would crack it from one side and then put gold coins inside it. And then wrap it up and then give it to the minister. He would say, "Hey minister, this is for you." And he would say, "Are jahan pana, are aap to ye hain, are aap to wo hain." Tohfa kabool ho gaya. Okay, very good. He opened that. He saw it was a cracked watermelon. And he was thinking that I may have thousands of compositions in glories of this Asadullah, but he's such a rascal. He has given me this cracked watermelon, rotten watermelon. So he went to the market to sell it off. Finally, there was one thele wala who was selling third class watermelon. He said, "Okay, de do ji." So in 10 rupees, he sell it off. And then he was keeping this watermelon. All the watermelons, they were sold out. Only this was left. So this devotee who came, he said, "Do you have something?" "Yeah, this cracked watermelon. Nobody purchased. You keep it. No money required. Itna sade la hai, koi nahi lene wala. So in this way, every day, the king would ask the minister to come and he would give, "Sir, ya aapke liye hai, tohfa hai. Special one, just for you. And he would have that and then again go and sell it off for 10 rupees to that helewala. And every day that devotee would come and take this watermelon. So after 1 month, he asked the minister to come as well as the devotee. So let's see who got more, whether Allah ka banda or Asadullah ka banda. So he said, "Okay minister, so what did you get from me?" "Jahapana, what did you give me? Past 1 month, you gave me cracked watermelons. That's it." He said, yeah, I gave you cracked watermelons, but are they there with you or not?" "Are jahapana, who takes such watermelon? Who would eat a cracked watermelon? It's a rotten one. So I used to sell it off." "Sell it off? Yeah, jahapana, just for 10 rupees. 10 rupees? And then, so ask that thelewala who had the watermelon. Ask him, bring him. He said, "Okay, where are those watermelons?" "Are jahapana, all watermelons would get sold out. Only this cracked one was left. Nobody would purchase. So I used to give this to that devotee." So that devotee came. He said, "I have got now multi-story apartment. Because jo dega Allah, kya dega Asadullah?" So then Asadullah also agreed that, yes, if God is here as the maintainer, then actually one's life is fulfilled. So we see that even though in front of our eyes, in terms of direct perception, it appears that such and such person is giving me some resources and that's why we are being maintained. But actually it is God who is maintaining us. So people, they acquire so much, so many things, just so that they can maintain themselves. Even they are making their life so complicated that there is no scope and hope of spiritual life. They study so much. आप सब जानते हैं जो सबसे समझदार लोग होते हैं वो साइंस लेते हैं. या उनसे कम समझदार लोग कॉमर्स लेते हैं, उनसे कम समझदार लोग आर्ट्स लेते हैं, उससे कम समझदार लोग स्कूलिंग करते हैं, उससे कम समझदार लोग देहाती गवा रहते हैं. जो सबसे समझदार लोग होते हैं वो साइंस लेते हैं, ये लोग इंजीनियर बनते हैं. जो सबसे कम समझदार लोग होते हैं वो कॉमर्स लेते हैं, वो एमबीए करते हैं, एमबीए के अंडर में इंजीनियर काम करते हैं. जो लोग आर्ट्स लेते हैं वो आईएएस ऑफिसर बनते हैं, उनके अंडर में एमबीए काम करते हैं, उनके अंडर में बीटेक काम करते हैं. जो लोग सिर्फ स्कूलिंग करते हैं ऐसे लोग मिनिस्टर बनते हैं. उनके अंडर में आईएएस काम करते हैं, उनके अंडर में एमबीए काम करते हैं, उनके अंडर बीटेक काम करते हैं. और निहायती देहाती गंवार लोग तथा कथित बदमाश साधु बनते हैं, जिनके अंडर में पॉलिटिशियन काम करते हैं, उनके अंडर में आईएएस काम करते हैं, उनके अंडर में एमबीए काम करते हैं, उनके अंडर बीटेक काम करते हैं. आपने सुना होगा यार. सो व्हेन दिस वीडियो गॉट वायरल ऑन टिकटॉक एंड यूट्यूब, बट व्हाट वाज द कॉन्टेक्स्ट? द कॉन्टेक्स्ट वाज नॉट देयर इन द वीडियो. That people do so much to maintain themselves, not knowing that actually who is maintaining? Krishna is maintaining. We have seen people who are like absolutely duffer, 10th fail. Father told him, "Tere bas ki nahi padhai karna, tu mere real estate ke business mein aa." So now he has joined the real estate business of father. Under him there is an MBA IIM Ahmedabad. Under him, and he is 10th fail, and he earns in crores. And this person earns in few lakhs. He is IIM Ahmedabad, MBA. He is Dehati Gawar, 10th fail. So that phase we see that sometimes we, thinking that I am going to maintain myself, we work so hard. Actually, this happens. So, there are many such incidences which prove that yes, Krishna is the maintainer. Like we have ISKCON Mayapur Gurukul. Just to instill this faith in their heart that actually Krishna is the maintainer, they do one simple exercise in ISKCON Mayapur Gurukul. Along with the teacher, these children, they walk from Mayapur to Bengal, not even carrying a single penny with them, no phone, no arrangements, where would they stay, from where would they dine, nothing. They just keep walking. Say for example, they enter a certain city. In the city, there is a mall. And in the basement of the mall, there is parking. They would just go and take a rest there. As they are resting there, somebody would come, are you Hare Krishna devotees? Yeah, we are Hare Krishna devotees. Well, it's my request with folded hands. Prasadam, lunch would be from our side. Please don't say no. Well, we will not say no. Of course, we are hungry. Yeah. So in this way, they kept traveling from one place to another place, and finally they reached one field. It was Ekadashi day, fasting day. And they would see that there is no one in the fields. Dur dur koi nahi, bande parinde uski jaat nahi, kuch nahi pata. There is no one. So they were thinking that today maybe we are to fast Nirjala, because there is no one. Today is Ekadashi. Even if somebody would give grains. But Ekadashi. So they were chanting Hare Krishna. Somebody came in tractor and said, are you Hare Krishna devotees? Yeah, we are Hare Krishna devotees. We are from Mayapur. He said, oh, you're from Mayapur. Oh, I am also from Nadia. There is one devotee who stays nearby. And then he took all these devotees that devotee's home. And that devotee was none other than Srila Prabhupada's disciple, Atma Tattva Prabhu. And they had deities, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra. How big? This big. This big Jagannath, this big Subhadra, this big Baladev. In the room there was just these three entities. Okay. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. An entire room was filled with these big deities of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. And that day, wife of Atma Tattva Prabhu cooked 15 items, Ekadashi items for the devotees. And they had Ekadashi, instead of fast, Ekadashi feast. So in this way, they do this regularly. Every year, these ISKCON Mayapur Gurukul devotees, they go out No phone, no money. They just carry one dhoti kurta along with themselves and they just keep walking, chanting Hare Krishna. And that is, every child gets this heart deep conviction that every day we are being maintained by Krishna. So Krishna is maintaining us. In the West, there was one temple where they were not getting money. Donations were very less. And that loft was on rent. So tomorrow we are to give the rent. But there is no money. What to do? And then they remembered that Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna is the maintainer. If you need something, just remember Krishna. Just do Harinam Sankirtan. You chant Hare Krishna, everything will be alright. I said, alright, let's do this. So they started singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And as they were singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, from the window, not Windows XP, window, from the window came few dollars. And then they counted exactly the rent of the temple. Who gave? Now these things appear quite miraculous. But these are not of ancient times. Recent times. These are the examples where yes, Krishna has been maintaining. There was one great devotee of the Lord. His name was Sridhar Swami. Yeah. Sridhar Swami, he was, earlier he was a householder. He was a grihastha. And he had the desire to renounce home. But he could see that the wife is pregnant. How can I renounce my wife? She is pregnant. She needs me. I cannot renounce home. Maybe once the child is there, then I would leave. Then she will take care of the child and then I'll leave. Like that. That was his plan. That was the plan. But as she delivered the child, she died. So dead body of the wife was lying there and the child was also there. The child was weeping and the dead body of the wife is also there. So now Sridhar Swami was thinking that now I cannot renounce, because now the only support for the child is me. Who will maintain the child? So I have to be here. Anyways, alright, maybe that's Lord's wish that I should not renounce. Okay. So as he was contemplating on this, that I wanted to renounce, but I would not be able to renounce. From the roof fell one baby lizard, newly born lizard. Closed eyes, newly born. And one fly came nearby, and this baby lizard, newly born, so Sridhar Swami was thinking, if God has made arrangement for this baby lizard, why not for my child? Lord would have made arrangement. And then, there and then he left. The dead body of the wife is lying there. The child is also there. He left. So after 25 years, he came back to the same village. Just to know what's happening in the village. So everyone said that actually the village is being well protected by a young guru. Who is just 25 years old. Achha, just 25 years. Yeah, he's so brilliant. He's so spiritual. He's so scholarly. He's personification of values. Oh, achha. Who is this child? Who is this young guy? And actually, when he was born, so his father left. The dead body of the wife was also there. So we did the final rites, and then this child was born, was brought up in Gurukul. And now this Gurukul boy, now he has become guru of the entire town. So who maintained the child? I'm not saying that we should give up like this only. We can't imitate this action. And okay, yehi baat kya, to theek hai bas. I'm not asking that we should imitate. But yes, but we should have this consciousness that actually if somebody, who is maintaining us, it is Krishna who is maintaining. Anybody who comes in touch with Krishna directly or indirectly, the Lord maintains. Even those who are atheists, it's the Lord who maintains them. Even when we eat food, once the food enters from the mouth and after going down from the throat area, it is beyond our control. We have no control. Digestion happens, it happens by the will of the Lord, not by us. Do we do that? Once the food enters the stomach, then okay, now gastric juice. Now pancreatic juice. Now liver, bile juice. Now large intestine. And then small intestine. And then next week I'll take it out. Can you do that? Because it is beyond control. So even digestion is happening by the will of the Lord. These plants, they are standing underneath the sun. By photosynthesis, they are making their food. If we stand beneath the sun, can we make food? क्या आज हम भी करेंगे फोटोसिंथेसिस, दो ग्लास क्लोरोफिल. सो वी सी दैट एक्चुअली इवन दोज हु आर एथिस्ट हेडोनिस्टिक नॉन बिलीवर्स इवन दे आर बीइंग मेंटेन्ड बाय द लॉर्ड. ऑन द बैटलफील्ड ऑफ कुरुक्षेत्र when the both the parties were ready, the Kaurava party and the Pandava party, they were ready for the battle. What happened that there was a nest in the center of the Kurukshetra field, battlefield. So in the nest there were few eggs, and the bird was very much worried that now these people have assembled on both these sides, what will happen to my eggs? So the Kaurava army, they blew their conch shell. And then she was afraid that, you know, something may not happen to my eggs, and she was very protective. And then the Pandava army, they blew their conch shell. It was even louder, more tumultuous. So the eggs were shaking. So she was very protective. And then came one chariot, stood before this nest, and they're starting having conversation. And you know that conversation is Bhagavad Gita. So this bird was requesting, whosoever you both of you are, please spare my eggs. Please spare my eggs. Can you listen? Please spare my eggs. But they continued for 45 minutes. They had this conversation. Went back. And then both the armies, they started marching towards each other for a great battle of Mahabharata. So then she was thinking that, oh, ab to ande gaye mere. Now my eggs are gone. She was thinking like that. So then Lord Krishna, he told Arjun, Arjun, can you see that elephant? Yes. Can you see that bell which is hanging around the neck of the elephant? Yes. Shoot on that bell. He said, oh Lord, not on the elephant, not on the one who is riding the elephant, but the bell. But then he remembered, no. Karishya vachanam tava. I promised Krishna that I'll do whatever you say. All right. Shot an arrow. And that bell fell exactly around the nest. And because the bell was heavy, so it actually dug into the ground. Couple of inches. And then in the surrounding was a battle happening, fierce battle of Mahabharata. In fact, there was hot blood of the Kshatriyas which was also flowing. And that hot blood created warmth inside the bell. And that warmth led to the eggs now getting mature and then little chickens coming out of it. So in this way, 18 days the battle happened on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So last day when Ashwatthama, when he was quitting the battlefield, so the axle of the rath, it hit the bell and the bell got open. And from inside came little chicken. Chee, 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 chee. So the bird which was there outside the Kurukshetra bhumi, and she was thinking, that mere bachche. Are mere bachche? Are mere bachche? So who protected these chicken? Krishna protected. Similarly, we see in Mahabharata, then when Duryodhan passed a taunt to Bhishma Padama that you are not fighting to your full valor, reason being you have affection for the Pandavas. Otherwise, Bhishma Padama was so powerful that he alone could finish entire Pandava army. Alone. Pandavas, along with their army, won Bhishma Padama because he is mentioned as Timingala. Timingala fish. Timi is a fish which has a dimension of 800 miles by 800 miles. And the fish which can keep Timi fish in Gala, that is Timingala. That is Bhishma Pitama. So Bhishma Pitama alone could actually defeat easily in single day the five Pandavas. So Duryodhan passed a remark that you're not fighting to your full valor, full strength, because you have affection for them. If you fight to your full strength, then you can easily defeat them. But you're not doing that. So he passed this taunt. So Bhishma Padama said, okay, alright. I got this mantra empowered five arrows, and with these five arrows tomorrow I'll finish the Pandavas. So this news reached the Pandava camp that Bhishma Padama has now mantra empowered five arrows to be used tomorrow to kill the Pandavas. Oh. So Arjun, he was relaxed. So Krishna said, do you know, Arjun, the latest news which has come on WhatsApp, which is being circulated nowadays, that Bhishma Pitama has got five arrows for all the five. Yeah, I heard about it, yeah. Latest news, yeah. Aren't you worried? No. When there is Lord Hari, then why worry? So he was relaxed. So, okay. So, Krishna said, okay, all right, let me do something then. So, he asked Draupadi, Draupadi, you get ready, you go to Bhishma Pitama, all right, and seek his blessings. And he explained the plan. As she was doing, he said, no, no, no. Take off your ankle bells and take off your sandals. Now go. So she went and because she was not making any sound, she just entered the tent and paid obeisances. So as Vishvadama turned, he said, Sobhagyavati Bhav. Akhanda Sobhagyavati Bhav. Thank you very much, Vishvadama. You have given me blessings. Akhanda Sobhagyavati Bhav. So that means now you will spare my husbands. Now before that, one more thing happened, that Duryodhan, he knew that there is one knight and something can happen, anything can happen, because there is one very special person on that side, that's Krishna. He can play any kind of a game. He said, you give me these 5 arrows, tomorrow morning I'll give you these 5 arrows. So these 5 arrows were there with Duryodhan. So then Vishwabhadama said, how come you entered but I did not realize that you were coming? You're not wearing ankle bells, you're not wearing your sandals. Who told you to come like this? She said, one and only, Krishna. Yeah, I knew that. Okay, alright. Okay, now, part 2 of protection. So, Krishna sent Arjuna to Duryodhan. So, Arjuna asked Duryodhan, Duryodhan, remember when long time back we saved you from Gandharvas and you said, you know, you asked for something? He said, yeah. I told you that. So, even if you want Indraprastha, I'll give you Indraprastha straight away. He knew that tomorrow morning they would be killed. Again, Indraprastha would be back. He said, if you want Indraprastha, I can today even you ask for Indraprastha, I'll give you Indraprastha. He said, no, I don't want Indraprastha. He said, no, you don't want Indraprastha. This is what you are fighting for. Yeah, actually, I don't want Indraprastha. I want those 5 arrows. He said, who told you that these 5 arrows are with me? He said, one and only, Krishna. So that is, we see that it is the Lord who is there to protect. Even when Karna, very ferociously when he attacked Arjuna, at that time Krishna with his fist, he made the horses come to their knees. Otherwise it is very difficult because horsepower is horsepower. Now horsepower is there in machines nowadays, so much of horsepower. So Lord Krishna made horses kneel down by the punch he made on both the sides of the chariot. And that way his arrows, instead of hitting the neck of Arjuna, hit the helmet only. That's it. So that way Krishna even protected them. Even at the end of the battle, at last. So Lord Krishna, he said, okay, now battle is over. Yeah, bilkul, the battle is over. Okay, now you get down. Usually the etiquette is, the charioteer should get down first and should escort the warrior. That's the way. Now Krishna is violating the etiquette. He's saying, no, I'll not get down. You get down. He said, I'm to get down. Yeah. Okay, alright. Jaisa Prabhu kahe. So he got down. He said, now you go a little far off. He stood for a far. No, even more. Okay, little more. Yeah, okay. And then as Krishna left the chariot, entire chariot was blasted. And not even a single speck of the chariot was left. Absolutely blasted, destroyed. Because even during the time of battle, so many missiles attacked the chariot of Arjuna that he would have been killed long time back. But all these missiles, even there, they were there, but were being absorbed by Krishna. He said, okay, now Arjuna, you go a little far off. Little more. So presence of Krishna was keeping it together. As soon as Krishna left it, gone. So that way we see that Krishna is the one who maintains us. Yeah. In fact, in 70s, this happened that Srila Prabhupada predicted in 1969 that in 1971-72 there would be World War III. So 71-72 we had Indo-Pak War. An Indo-Pak war was actually meant to get transformed or expanded into World War III. That was the thing. That was the plan. But this did not happen. It is now, nowadays, 1974. So devotees asked Srila Prabhupada, you predicted that there would be World War III. But World War II didn't happen. Srila Prabhupada said, I pray to Lord Krishna that the Hare Krishna movement is going on very nicely. You please postpone the World War III. Krishna... And then Krishna postponed World War III. Now it may happen in 2035. Why I am saying this? Because Srila Prabhupada said after 2035, our preaching would expand like anything, like a wildfire. And 2035 would also be the year when especially the preaching would expand in the towns. And Srila Prabhupada said after World War III, our preaching would expand very fast. And this will happen after 2035. So that is, we see this 2035 is coming again and again. And he also was predicted that the third generation from me, they would preach very, very successfully. Especially after 2035. So it seems that 2035 would be the year of World War III. So we will be like that, right? Yes. So, we are struggling to change our destiny, but a pure devotee of the Lord can change the destiny of the world. The world's destiny was changed by Srila Prabhupada. Instead of 1971-72, World War postponed. So Krishna is maintaining actually. Krishna can take care of the karma as well. Like sometimes we see that people go to even astrologers for taking care of their karma. But astrologers, they can only read karma. They cannot change karma. They cannot. They can only read. It's like a PDF file. PDF file we can read, but we cannot change it. So that is somebody goes to astrologer to change the karma. Any astrologer who tells that I can change your karma. Firstly, astrologer should change his own karma. He should become billionaire. That in my destiny was not there to become billionaire, but yes, I changed my destiny by wearing Pukhraj, Gomed, Neelam, etc. And then, now I'm a billionaire. But is it like that? Have you seen any astrologer who is like a billionaire, millionaire? Sab pangle hi hain. Because astrologers, they cannot change destiny. Krishna can change destiny. I remember before coming to Krishna consciousness, I was always acidic. Whatever I would eat, there would be acidity. And that place I had in my home, pineapple flavor, Jalusil, strawberry flavor, Jalusil. Because acidity to banni hai. So I should have Jalusil, strawberry flavor, pineapple flavor, vanilla flavor. I had. But since the day I started taking Krishna Prasadam, there is no acidity. Even though in my destiny there is that I should have acidity. So Krishna can change somebody's karma, somebody's destiny. He can change. So in case we are seeking some kind of protection, nourishment, maintenance, we should rely on Krishna. Once there was Nityananda Tridashi festival in our temple and I was serving prasadam and I thought at the end I will take prasadam. First I will serve the devotees and then I will have prasadam. Somehow after distributing prasadam to everyone, I thought now something would be left, but as I saw the bucket, there was nothing. Even on the walls there was nothing of the bucket, nothing. So then I was thinking, well, would that I could have some prasadam. Would that. But anyways, I served the devotees. Devotees had. But still, well, would that I could. But anyways, devotees took. So it's nice. So I got prasadam of seva. I was counseling my own self. You know? I was trying to pacify myself. So I said, okay, now let me chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Some extra rounds. Let me have that kind of prasadam. And as I put my hand inside the bead bag, one devotee came with one full plate of prasadam. He said, Prabhu, this is extra plate. If you see some devotee who needs this plate, kindly give it to him. I said, yeah, there is one devotee. There is one devotee. There is a devotee. So that is, itihas gawaya bhagwan ka bhakt kahi bhuka nahi soya. Agar usse vrat rakha ho to baat aur hai. But so Lord Krishna is the maintainer. We should have this firm conviction. I know one devotee family, their monthly salary, the husband is earning 15,000 rupees a month. That's it. Kya hota 15,000 mein? Kuch nahi hota. Ghar ka kiraya chalega 7,000 rupees, bachchon ki fees chalegi, thoda medical hai, khud khatam. But they have Lord Jagannath in their home. They regularly offer food to Lord Jagannath. They also distribute it in the evening. Children, they are also studying. They got married as well and they still have some savings. 15,000. लगाओ खोपड़ा लगाओ, किस कैसे हुआ ये 15,000 में से हो गया? हाँ हो गया, कैसे हुआ सोचो, नहीं समझ में आएगा, बिकॉज विद दिस 1.5 किलोग्राम ऑफ फलूदा वी कैनॉट अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा. लाइक द ब्रेन पार्ट, देयर इज लेफ्ट साइड, देयर इज राइट साइड, ऑन लेफ्ट साइड नथिंग इज राइट, ऑन राइट साइड नथिंग इज लेफ्ट, विद दिस हेड कैन यू अंडरस्टैंड कृष्णा? नो. So Krishna is the maintainer. When we have this faith that Krishna is the maintainer, then we become so relaxed. Krishna maintains. Yes. Like I have this personal feeling as well. I am the only son of my parents. So in the beginning I had this anxiety that who will maintain my parents? But they are very hale and hearty. They are nice. They are maintained. It's happening. Krishna is maintaining. So we should have this faith that Krishna maintains. Because Krishna, especially those who are depending on Him, when Krishna is maintaining the elephants, elephant every day eats 50 kilogram. Husband eats 50 kilogram, wife eats 50 kilogram, bachcha party 25-25. So 175 kilogram, Lord is arranging for the elephant. Why not for a devotee? Why won't he do? Has elephant done some MBA from Narasimhanji? आई एम अहमदाबाद, हमें देखिए रोज 175 किलो खाना होता है, एमबीए करना जरूरी है. नर्सरी भी नहीं किया हुआ तो हु इज मेंटेनिंग द एलिफेंट? लॉर्ड इज मेंटेनिंग. या तो हाथी को मन भर देता है, चीटी को कण भर देता है, वो दया निधि सबकी सुधी लेता है. सो यू शुड हैव दिस फेथ एंड वंस इट इज देयर देन वी कैन एक्चुअली फोकस नाउ ऑन आवर स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ. Otherwise, when we are competing with the world and in order to get luxuries in our life, we toil ourselves so much that we are not left with any energy or time to do Hari Bhajan. This human form of life is meant for Hari Bhajan, Naam, Hari Katha and Hari Naam. This is what is meant for. This life is meant for that. अगर आपसे पूछ रहे हैं, भाई आपने इतने साल भगवान के बारे में सुन लिया, क्या झंडे गाड़े आपने? क्या झंडे गाड़ लिए आपने? तुमको ये बोलना चाहिए, हमने ये झंडे गाड़े कि हम 50 साल हरि की कथाओं में बैठे, हमने ये झंडा गाड़ा और सबसे बड़ा झंडा है ये. दिस इज द ग्रेटेस्ट अचीवमेंट दैट थ्रू आउट आवर लाइफ वी जस्ट हर्ड अबाउट द लॉर्ड. दैट्स इट एंड दैट्स रियल लाइफ. देयर वाज वन गाय, ही वाज सर्चिंग फॉर अ प्लेस विच इज द बेस्ट प्लेस टू रिसाइड. सो समबडी टोल्ड हिम दैट फला फला गांव, फला फला विलेज इज वेरी गुड, वेरी पायस पीपल. So before entering the village, there was graveyard. And as he entered the graveyard, though there were many graves in that place, so he was reading the name, and underneath the name was written the age. Mr. Suresh, 5 years. Mr. Naresh, 10 years. In this way he was reading 5 years, 10 years, 7 years, maximum 15 years. So he was thinking that what strange kind of village is this? If this village is considered the best, people should be long lived. But here everyone dies 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, maximum 20 years. How come? But when he entered the village, then he saw that there are people who are old as well. There are who are mediocre in age. He saw all range of people. So he asked that, I can see that there are people who are old, they are semi-old, or they are young and they are children, toddlers. All kinds of people are there, but on the grave, in the graveyard, I can see that 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. What's this? So the person in the village, he explained that the age which is written there is that time which he exclusively spent in doing Harinam and hearing Harikatha. So real life, in the entire span of life, the real life is the time which we spent in hearing about Krishna. Baki nahana, dhona, safai, wo sab bhi hai packaging mein. But main part of the life is that when we sit together and hear about Krishna. Suno sunao, life banao. Jo log Hari ke baare mein sunte hain, life to unki banti hai. Actually. Aapne ek slogan suna hoga, baate kam, kaam zyada. Kis kis ne slogan suna hai? कौन मानता है स्लोगन में दम है, दम है यार, कौन मानता है ये? देखो ये गधों की फिलॉसफी है, ठीक है ना? ठीक है ना? Baatein kam, kaam zyada. Speak less, work more. No, the devotee is opposite. Baatein zyada, kaam kam. Hum baatein zyada karni. We should talk a lot about Krishna, more and more. And when we have meaningful talks, then even in less amount of work, we'll do everything. Outside people, they are working like donkeys. That's why. Baatein kam, kaam zyada. Speak less, work more. And that is, entire life is being spent like a donkey. If somebody gets into a train, if you ask, Bhai sahab, aap train mein kyun chade? Ye sab chade, toh hum bhi chade. Everyone was boarding the train, so I also boarded the train. Where will you go? Where everyone will get down, I'll also get down. So this person is normal or pagal? Pagal. So somebody asked, okay, why are you living? Everyone is living, so we are also living. Okay, what will you do in your life? What everyone will do, I will also do. So this person is normal or pagal? Pagal. And you see 99.99% people in this world, they are actually pagal. क्यों जी रहे हैं सब जी रहे हैं हम भी जी रहे हैं क्या करना जिंदगी में तुमको जो सब करेंगे हम भी करेंगे पागल सो ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ इज एक्चुअली मेंट फॉर हरि भजन हरि कथा सो बातें कम काम ज्यादा राइट बातें ज्यादा काम कम करना है हमको यस समबडी आस्क्ड प्रभुपाद दैट वी सी दैट इन यूरोप इट्स सच अ प्लेजेंट वेदर इन यूएसए इट्स अ प्लेजेंट वेदर In India, there are extreme weathers. Especially, I'm coming from Delhi. Extreme weathers. Winters, chilling winters. Hot summers. But India is a pious place. How come, you know, there are extreme of temperatures in India? Here, it should be very pleasant. Like Europe, we see it's so pleasant. In USA, it is so pleasant. It should be very pleasant in India. But weather is not pleasant in India. Why? So Srila Prabhupada said, because Krishna wants that the devotees, that the people in India, they should not work hard because outside, hot summer, chilly winter. So stay here, sit together, do Harikatha. Because when there is pleasant weather, we feel like working. Mausam bahut achha hai. Ho jaye. So people go out, work so hard, and then they will have pakoda, chai and all that because mausam bahut badi hai. Jab palak pakode ho jaye, chai ho jaye, bas ye karte karte. जिंदगी खपा दें ये लोग अपनी सो कृष्णा वॉन्ट्स दैट एस्पेशली दोज हैव टेकन बर्थ इन इंडिया दे शुड फोकस मोर ऑन स्पिरिचुअल एंड दैट फेस एक्सट्रीम वेदर्स अनप्लेजेंट सो दैट वी कैन सिट टुगेदर करें भाई इतनी गर्मी है बाहर आओ बैठिए थोड़ी हरी चर्चा करें दैट्स वाई सो दैट इज वी शुड हैव दिस फर्म फेथ दैट कृष्णा इज द मेंटेनर एंड वंस वी हैव दिस फेथ देन वी कैन वी विल बी सो रिलैक्स्ड Lord Chaitanya had one devotee, Shivas Thakur. He said, no, Shivas, I don't see that you do any business, any job. You don't even give tuitions. How do you maintain yourself? He said, oh Lord, actually Krishna is my maintainer. So first day, in case nothing happens, okay, so I do a single clap that, okay, today is a day when Krishna wants me to fast. If second day also nothing would come, okay, second day is also fasting. If third day also, if nothing happens, then we would just go drown in the Ganges and from there we'll go back to Godhead. And because he had this firm faith, not just in the Lord, especially in Nityananda Prabhu, who is Lord Balram. So Lord Chaitanya gave a very positive affirmation to him that one day it may happen that Lakshmi may beg in the streets, but in your home there would never ever be scarcity of anything. In your home. So that means one should have this firm conviction that Lord is my maintainer. Alright, I'll stop here. Anybody has any question? Okay, no question. ये तो इसका ये दो स्थिति में होता है. एक हमें सब समझ में आ गया. दूसरा ये हमारे साथ क्या हुआ? Yes.
In bhakti, there is a philosophy so ki we should serve God. Like yes. Rupa Goswami, maybe I have one incident when Radharani gives kheer. Then yes. His elder brother chastises him, we should serve Radharani, why you are taken the service? So in this case, a devotee's attitude should be a serving of Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. And same case, as we have faith in our maintenance of God. So how to balance this? Because if we consider that God will maintain, we service attitude will be diminished.
So when it comes to service, then we are always enthusiastic in serving Krishna. Right. But in terms of maintaining ourselves, you know, basic maintenance, bodily maintenance.
Okay.
We know that actually Krishna is maintaining. And by default, he is maintaining.
Okay.
By default, this maintenance is happening by Krishna. Whether we agree, whether we don't agree. Whether we say, Krishna, no, no, I don't need your maintenance. Whether you ask him for maintenance or not. This maintenance will happen because of Krishna only. But as soon as there comes an opportunity to serve Krishna, we will not feel shy, we will not feel hesitant, we will not feel lazy. No. We should be there to serve Krishna. Whether cooking for Krishna, whether making garlands for Krishna, chanting his holy names, or reading the scriptures, glorifying him. So we should be engaging in all these activities.
Okay.
But yes, but we know that Krishna is maintaining. Everyone, devotee, non-devotee, animals, demigods, everyone is being maintained by Krishna. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhu, please.
We should depend on Krishna.
Yes.
But does it make us lazy that people will say, no, chalo, Krishna will provide everything, so I will sit and I will wait for the Krishna. So if we believe in this philosophy, then people will not work in this world.
Yeah.
So then what?
So one thing is that I retire, but Krishna will maintain. Achha, what will you do? I will sleep. Then Krishna will ensure that you work. But in case you make this determination that you become determined that I will chant the holy name 24 hours a day, Krishna will maintain. Like during the time of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there was one person, his name was Krishnadas Babaji. So he joined and every day, all the time he was chanting Hare Krishna. So devotees, they came to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that this person does not do any other thing. He's just chanting. He should do something practical as well. So Srila Bhakti Sahib Maharaj, just to teach them, he said, okay, give an advertisement in the newspaper that we will take care of your medical needs, your whatever needs you have, physical needs, we will take care of that. You just have to chant Hare Krishna. We will take care of all the needs. Many people, they became very enthusiastic. Are you kuch nahi karna kya? Absolutely well lagri. Haan. Nahi, isme ek kaam hi karna hai. You have to chant Hare Krishna. Somebody stayed for one day, somebody 2 days, maybe 3 days, maximum 4 days, that's it. But nobody could chant Hare Krishna always. People may say, tum log karte kya ho? Hamesha Hare Krishna karte rehna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Koi hamesha Hare Krishna karke dikhaye. We cannot do Hare Krishna always. Even those who chant 16 rounds, not all of them, but many of them, after 16, we don't even see the face of beadwell. Ab hum aapse kal milenge. We'll see you tomorrow. Till that time, you don't look at me. Till that time, I'll not look at you. We are done with 16. That's it. Srila Prabhupada said, one should chant at least 16 rounds. We said, okay, little change. At most 16 rounds. So if somebody is chanting the holy names day in, day out, Krishna will maintain. But somebody thinks, ah, well, Krishna will maintain. Then Krishna will ensure that you work. Yeah. So those who have such dependency, but what are we doing in that dependency? There are people who do not work at all. They are the laziest and the craziest on the planet. Yet they are being maintained by Krishna. Krishna is maintaining them. So that is, we should have this faith that Krishna maintains. But who are those who are actually taking to Hari Bhajan and living a very simple, very humble life like that? Okay. Yes, aur koi sawal kisi ka? Yes. Yes, Prabhu, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
So this question is regard. You talked about maintaining ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm just extending this question little more. Uh-huh. As devotees, we stay in a country, and then we think about maintaining the country. We think about, protecting, or maybe we think that things are going wrong. So how much a devotee should be worried about his own country and participating in the events that are happening or things going wrong?
Yeah. So like, of course, there are like political events, like nowadays CAA, NRC is happening. So how much we should get into that? CAA and NRC. Yeah. We should not participate. But as in case somebody asks us, what is your opinion that nowadays is so much upheaval in the society for because of CAA and NRC? What is your opinion? We want to know about what Hare Krishnas have to say about it. So we'll say that, well, we have faith in the government which we have chosen. It is not that Modi said, I'll become Prime Minister now. Sola Parchi Dhap, in Parchi my name came. So I'll become Prime Minister. It's not like that. We chose him. So that is, we should have faith in the leader. So let the things flow. Like that. We don't participate. Of course, we may go and vote. That we may do. Devotees are encouraged to vote for the right person. Though Srila Prabhupada said, monarchy is the best. But he said, in Kali Yuga, democracy will work. So, since the setup is like that, so we may go and vote. This much we may do. And whom to vote, that all of you know. The one who modifies the society. And this much is sufficient. This much is sufficient. Of course, since the political scenario has become nowadays very spicy, politics had never been so spicy and so adventurous. That way, sometimes even among devotees, there are some, apart from Hari Charcha, there is some Rajniti Charcha. But we should be conscious also that it should not take too much of our time. Yeah, that way also we should be conscious. Ati ka bhalana bolna, ati ki bhalina chup, ati ka bhalana barasna, ati ki bhalina dhup. So ati kisi bhi cheez ki achhi hai. So, aapne thoda charcha kar liya, haan, ye hai, wo hai, theek hai. Now, let's do some harikatha. So, sometimes we have seen that devotees sometimes too much get into the latest of the current affairs, what's happening in society. It will go on. It will go on. But ye soda hai, kuch samay baad pani ho jayega. Yeah. So, little bit chalta hai, halka bola. Because we are preachers, we are Goshtanandis. So, that is, we discuss what is happening in society, but not too much. Little bit is okay. Okay, aur koi sawal kisi ka? Yes. Haan, yes, Mata ji. Haan, yeah, please. Mike is coming to you. He's Mike Alal. Yes. Okay, Mike is not working.
Haribol?
Yes.
Haribol.
Good.
So you just mentioned, right, that you can depend on Hari all the time. So yeah. I just wanted to know, is it okay, like even you're making a family dependent on Hari, like you're saying, I would not work much, you know, Hari is there. That is wrong, right? Because even in the battlefield, Arjuna had to fight. He couldn't say that Krishna is there, why should I fight? I can depend on him. Then even we should be working really hard. If your father has created wealth of 50 lakh, then they expect you to create wealth of 1 crore. Then should we, can we be like, no, like Hari will create somehow. I can just relax. No. So I just wanted to know, if family expectation is something, is it okay that you say, no, I'm not interested in all this?
Of course, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, not that Krishna said, now since you have heard the Gita, so in the chariot you have sofa, you lie down on a sofa, have uncle chips, have some mango shake, and I'll take care of everything. So of course this did not happen on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that now Arjuna was relaxing on the sofa and he was having ruavza, and Krishna was now taking care of the battle. Yeah. So even though, yes, as a matter of duty, he was fighting. As a matter of duty. But actually, Lord Krishna was the one who was the basic factor who made the battle being won by the Pandavas. That is, everyone, all the Pandavas, when they went to Barbarik, who was watching the entire battle. So they asked, so Barbarik, who would get man of match and man of the series in this Mahabharata war? He said, what man of the match, what man of the series? I could see that Sudarshan Chakra is actually killing everyone. Beneath that, everyone was moving their swords and shooting arrows and all that. But actually, Sudarshan Chakra was killing everyone. 8 ghanta jo karna hota hai. But somebody say, if you work for 2 hours extra, you'll get a promotion, this and that. Well, 8 hours. That's it. We are to work only that much by which we can keep the soul and the body together. That's it. That's it. आपका कौन सी गाड़ी है? हमारे पास नैनो है, टाटा नैनो. तो हम ऑक्टेविया के लिए और सुपर्ब के लिए और मर्सिडीज के लिए अपनी ऐसी तैसी नहीं मारेंगे हम. नैनो में आप मंदिर आ सकते हैं? हाँ जी आ सकते हैं, बिल्कुल आ सकते हैं. कहता है लेकिन अगर आप यही करते रहेंगे, इफ यू कीप डूइंग दिस जॉब यू विल ओनली हैव नैनो. ठीक है, कोई नहीं जी. हरे कृष्णा, हैप्पी नैनो. यस, बट इन केस कृष्णा वॉन्ट्स टू गिव यू, ही विल गिव यू एज वेल. देयर आर डिवोटीज दैट दे डोंट वर्क वेरी हार्ड बट स्टिल द मनी इज कमिंग. So we should work bare minimum, which is required to keep the body and soul together. Little for the emergency and little for the Vaishnavas, the saints. That's it. We should not work very hard. Nah. Like I would share my personal example. When I was working, first year of my work, I worked very hard. For the same process, there was one girl also being hired. She was very beautiful. And my boss liked her very much. So every day I would work extra, 2 hours extra. I would audit the work so that our work goes flawless to the client. So I got 4 rating out of 5, which means 20% increment and 80,000 rupees bonus. Very good. Worked hard. So I asked this beautiful girl who was also there in the process. She said, well, I got 4 out of 5, 20% increment, 80% bonus. And what she would do, she would not work hard. 4 o'clock, log off. Uncle chips, mango shake, ha ha hee hee hoo hoo. Same. So for a couple of seconds, I was disturbed. I said, you to gadhe ki tarah pel diya khud ko. Ye to same rating hai. But then I thought that, okay, this is her prarabdha. That just by telling the boss, sir, aap bina. She would have everything just by this. Sir, aap bina sir bade wo hai. Sir, aap bina sir bade wo hai, wo ha karke wo 4 ki rating le gaya hai. Same bonus, everything same. So I ka, are bhai. So next year I improved myself. In this 1 year I compromised with my spiritual life. Instead of reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, I was just doing bare chanting 16 rounds. Next 1 year, I was very relaxed. I would also log off 5 o'clock. कि भाई जब बहन प्यारी जब 4 बजे log off करते हैं 5 बजे कर लेंगे. That's it. Extra नहीं. उसका then we I'll spend some time with my family, chant Hare Krishna, study here, do some spiritual activity. So that phase we should do bare minimum which is required. हमें कोई झंडे वंडे नहीं गाड़े दुनिया के आगे. ना ना ना. सर आप पीछे रह जाओगे, कोई बात नहीं सर, आप आगे जाइए, कोई बात नहीं. No problem. I know many devotees, they do not even opt for promotions. As soon as there is promotion, there is more responsibility. More responsibility means more time in the office. They are happy. लेकिन तेरे लिए आया हुआ है, कहते नहीं समय चाहिए, उसको दे दो. So this human form of life is not to become a CEO, CFO, chairperson of some company. No, 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 no. This human form of life is to chant holy name and hear Hari Katha. In the association of devotees. That is the purpose of this human form. Or any other question? Yes? Yes, Ru.
Hare Krishna, I have a question. Your lecture was about building faith on Krishna.
Yes.
So a continuous faith, because bhakti being a daily affair, daily we need to chant. It's not like Monday or Thursday, it's a daily thing.
Yes.
So it's about as a devotee, we consistently till our last breath, we want to have a faith in Krishna.
Yes.
But what happens is each of us have our karmas. We are not fully surrendered. So there are many ups and downs in our lives. Many yes. challenges, drastic turns which come in our life, and even devotees are shaken up. Many times we see something happening to devotees, something happens to
course.
Us, and our faith, we feel that few years back I was so steady and I had so much conviction in Lord. And now with some scenarios, which something happening in my life, my faith is shaken up. So, but when I hear you, I understand that you are having a consistent faith in Krishna,
yes.
and growing faith in Krishna for many years. We hear you on TV and many channels. So how do we maintain that consistent faith when we see so many ups and downs happening in our lives and in lives of devotees?
Yeah. You know, usually people have faith in the Lord when things are happening in a good way. Then we have faith. Ah, God is so nice. Hamari mere bachche ki shaadi ho gayi. Ah, God is so merciful. We got a promotion. Oh, God is so merciful. So nice. As soon as in the ups we have faith, but in downs we lose faith. So we should understand that in ups, whether ups or downs, both are there for our good. Actually, just like mother's pampering is also good for the child, and mother's thrashing, chastisement, that is also good for the child. Similarly, ups and downs also come in devotee's life. But once we come to the frame of bhakti, and when we expect that only good things should happen in a devotee's life. When there are winters, there should not be any sneezing to a devotee. Chink! Toho! Aapko bhi chinke aati hai. He chants Hare Krishna. He's also, chink! Sneezing. Oh. Kya fayda fir? So it does not mean that once we become a devotee, then we'll get a halo on our head, and then there's a wing as well, and then we are like angels when moving around. Oh, devotee, man, devotee. It's not like that. It's not like that. So we also go through ups and downs of life, that just like any other person. Yeah. So we should understand that whatever happens in devotee's life, it is for the good of a devotee. But more and more, the Krishna consciousness, it becomes thick. Then we are not moved by such ups and downs. Like there is saying, when we have spiritual substance, when we do not have spiritual substance in the heart, we remain slaves of our surroundings. I repeat, when we do not have spiritual substance in the heart, we remain slaves of our surroundings. But when Krishna consciousness, to its full thickness, it's there in the heart, then we are not moved by these dualities of life. Just like somebody is walking on the road and this road is ditchy, is having many holes, and then it's very uneven kind of road. And somebody is passing through this road with the rickshaw. Tragic. But somebody goes through the same road in Mercedes Benz. Shock absorbers are so nice, one does not even realize that it was an uneven road. Ditchy road. No. Similarly, when somebody is riding on this road of materialistic life, it has got ditches in it. It is uneven road. But usually people pass through this road in a rickshaw of material life. This happens. But somebody is riding on the same road. A devotee also passes through the same road, but in the Mercedes Benz of bhakti. So shock absorbers are so nice that the dualities, they do not move the devotee. In fact, devotee is an entity which cannot become dukhi. Agar ko bole na, ye ek dukhi bhakt hai. It's an oxymoron. Jaise hum bola karte na, ek budhiya bachpan mein mar gayi. Ye possible hai? Budhiya bachpan mein kaise mar sakti hai? जो बचपन में मर जाएगी वो बुढ़िया होगी नहीं, और जो बुढ़िया होगी बचपन में मरी नहीं होगी, राइट? सो टू से ये बुढ़िया बचपन में मर गई, इट्स एन ऑक्सीमोरॉन. लाइक वी से दीस गाइस आर स्टिंकिंग रिच, दोज हु आर स्टिंकिंग कांट बी रिच, एंड दोज हु आर रिच दे आर नॉट स्टिंकिंग. इन केस दे आर नॉट टेकिंग बाथ, दैट्स अनदर थिंग. स्टिंकिंग रिच. सिमिलरली टू से ये एक दुखी भक्त है, जो दुखी है अभी भक्त बना नहीं है, और जो भक्त हो गया होता है उसको दुनिया की कोई शक्ति दुखी नहीं कर सकती. जो भक्त है, जो दुखी दुखी घूम रहा है ना, इसका मतलब वो डेंटिंग पेंटिंग करके भक्त हो गया. वो कहता है सर ये धोती कितने का है? 300 रुपए का. ये कुर्ता कितने का है? ये 150 रुपए का. ये कंठी माला कितने की है? 40 रुपए की. अच्छा तिलक 10 रुपए. 500 रुपए में टकाटक डिवोटी. तो ये डेंटिंग पेंटिंग मार के वो डिवोटी बन गया है, लेकिन अंदर माल तो वही है नकली. सो दैट मींस टू एक्सटर्नली टू गेट ourselves लुक लाइक डिवोटी इज ईजी, बट टिल द टाइम वी एक्चुअली गेट द स्पिरिचुअल सब्सटेंस इन आवर हार्ट, टिल द टाइम वी आर ऑलवेज वल्नरेबल टू गेट डिस्टर्ब. सो वी शुड वर्क ऑन स्पिरिचुअल सब्सटेंस इन द हार्ट. That's the thing. And then this duality is they don't move. Haan, promotion ho gaya, achi baat hai. Nahi hui, koi baat nahi. Biwi saath hai, bahut achi baat hai. Wo kisi saath bhag gayi, kehta hai, koi iski ichha thi, koi baat nahi. Usko driver pasand tha, nikal gayi, koi baat nahi. So then we are not moved, actually. So spiritual, we should work on the spiritual substance. That's important. That's very important. Aur koi sawal kisi ka? Yes. Haan, yes, Mataji.
Yes, I
have to. You have the mic. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Bhagavan. Yes. Prabhuji, I don't have any kind of question right now, but okay. I would love to tell you all that. You know, 1.5 years before, I was just watching on YouTube, you know, this and that, the videos and all. But your video came and I started watching. I liked that video. And again, I watched, you know, later on all the videos. And one more video was there that ISKCON join karne ki koi fees hota hai kya, something like your video was there. So, आपने बताया कि कोई एग्रीमेंट साइन करना नहीं पड़ता है, कोई भी आ सकता है, कोई भी हो सकता है. देन सडनली आई सर्च इन गूगल वेयर इज दिस कॉन नियर बाय मी एंड आई केम हियर. सो
लकी यू.
यस यस सर.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु. आई वांटेड टू नो व्हाट आर द थिंग्स व्हिच आर फिक्स इन लाइफ and there are things which are not fixed in life. For example, I know my birth is fixed.
Yes. Birth is fixed, death is fixed, sukh is fixed, dukh is fixed, yash is fixed, apyash is fixed. ये छह चीज fixed हैं. बाकी सब fixed नहीं हैं. ठीक है. जन्म, मृत्यु, सुख, दुख, यश, अपयश, ये छह चीजें fixed हैं. ठीक. अब कहेंगे तो बचा क्या फिर? तो बचा क्या फिर? What is left then? Everything is fixed. Our responses to these is not fixed. Bhakti is not fixed. Bhakti is not in astrological chart. Ki aapka bhakti ka yog hai. No, no, no. Aisa kuch nahi hota. Bhakti comes from by the mercy of devotees. Yeah. So for bhakti we have to work hard. Rest, everything which is fixed will come. There's sukh, dukh, yash, apyash, janam, mrityu, date of manufacturing, date of expiry. Fix hai. Dawai kaisa hota na? Date of manufacturing, date of expiry. Hamare saath wahi hai. So death is also fixed. Even while speaking, somebody can stop. Aur to hua kya? Ye ho gaya unke saath. Kyunki iski expiry date abhi ho gayi. So these six things are fixed. Take the birth, death, sukh, dukh, yash, apyash. But our responses to them, that's not fixed. That's not fixed. So we should work on our consciousness and the responses. And more we become spiritual, more we have the free will to choose the right thing. Even those who are materialistic people, they have very less free will to use. As soon as we start becoming devotee, more and more we become devoted to Krishna, more and more Krishna gives free will to choose. Yeah? So, these six things are fixed. So, we have responses to work. We have bhakti to work. Bhakti is not fixed. कि आप इस जन्म में आधा किलो भक्ति कर पाएंगे, आप इस जन्म में 3.5 किलो कर पाएंगे. हाँ, फिक्स नहीं है. हाँ, यस प्रभु, प्लीज.
हरे कृष्णा भाई, यू सेड टू थिंग्स, गॉड मेंटेन, राइट? सो आई जस्ट वांट यू टू स्पीक लिटिल मोर ऑन मेंटेनेंस, बिकॉज मेंटेनेंस फॉर एनिमल्स, यू लिजर्ड, एलिफेंट एग्जाम्पल यू गेव, दे आर लुकिंग एट ओनली द नीड टू एक्सपेक्ट,
ओनली द
नीड पार्ट,
या
बट व्हेन कम्स टू ह्यूमन बीइंग्स,
We have luxuries also.
Yeah, luxuries, wants and everything. So the suffering comes not from the needs. So I want you to speak little more on the maintenance part of it. Maintenance means what? Is it only related to the needs or wants and luxuries? Because that is where we suffer.
We suffer when the desires are more and the fulfillment is less. And there is no extent to the desires, actually. Especially when somebody is greedy to get satisfied. He is actually like a bottomless glass. Can we fill a bottomless glass? No. Even an entire ocean cannot fill a bottomless glass. Similarly, if somebody says, well, that is also my need. That is also my need. In this way, he is entertaining the luxuries on the name of needs. this person is bound to stay dissatisfied. Lesser the needs, more we are satisfied. Right? They are saying that those people whose happiness is cheapest, they are the richest. Jinki happiness cheapest hai, they are the richest. And for example, there are devotees. What is their happiness? To sing Hare Krishna, dance on Hare Krishna. Kitna paisa lagta hai? Phokat ka hai. So devotees are the richest because their happiness is cheapest. Yes. So that means there is no end to having needs and then fulfillment of the needs and then more needs and then fulfillment of those needs as well. And we get into the zone of luxury. And more people live such kind of life, they remain dissatisfied. Yeah. So first thing which Krishna consciousness does to us is that it gives us this intelligence, what is actually my need and what is actually not my need. Have you heard of Socrates? Yeah. Socrates, once he was in the market. And everyone saw Socrates. Socrates in the market? How come, Socrates, you are in the market? Socrates said, today I have come to the market to see all those things which I do not need. So he was looking at him, this I don't need, that I don't need. So he was in the market to see the things which I do not need. And the same thing we can do, even somebody is addicted to WhatsApp or YouTube. Just look at each icon and say, do I need? No. Next. Do I need this? Next. Do I need this? Next video. Next. 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 Actually, I don't need YouTube. I don't need. What I need is something very basic, very simple. Animals, they are simple by default because they are in that template. But we go beyond the template. So that is, we have to limit our needs, more we will be happy. More we extend the barriers, the arena of needs, more we will stay dissatisfied. That's the thing. Living a simple life. Simple living, high thinking. Not simply living and hardly thinking. Simple living, high thinking. That's very blissful life. Yeah?
Prabhuji, you mentioned that the ultimate solution is to have deep faith in Krishna.
Yes, yes.
But frankly, we may not be at that level of having complete and, you know, deep faith. And there could be devotees who may be in the moment for many years, but two devotees, but one is having very deep faith and one is not having.
Yes.
So what is the most important factor to ensure that our faith keeps getting, you know, stronger?
Yes.
Is there some, what is the role of self-initiative or self-analysis or, yes, introspection, etc.?
Yes.
Can you please throw some light on that?
Sadhu sang, sadhu sang, sarva shastra kai, laba lab matra mein sadhu sang, confirmed siddhi hoi. As the original verse is that, sadhu sang, sarva shastra kai, laba matra sadhu sang, sarva siddhi hoi. But Srila Prabhupada has been so merciful that he did not make the arrangement for Lav Matra Sadhu Sangh. He made the arrangement for Laba Lav Matra Mein Sadhu Sangh. So then, confirmed Siddhi Hoi. So by having Sadhu Sangha, then we get this faith. Once somebody asked, in Delhi, somebody asked Gopal Krishna Maharaj, in case somebody is busy 22 hours a day, and he has only those 2 hours, what he should do? 16 rounds of Hare Krishna, what he should do? So Maharaj said, no, he should not chant in those 2 hours, 16 rounds of Hare Krishna. In those 2 hours, he should do Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha will give the intelligence that Murkhanand, you need not work for 22 hours. You just have to work for 8-9 hours. Rest of the time you can chant Hare Krishna. So if somebody is busy 22 hours a day, 2 hours are left, in those 2 hours he should not chant Hare Krishna. He should do Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha will expand the time, which will accommodate everything. Chanting of Hare Krishna, reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, this, that, everything. So Sadhu Sangha. People are busy with Sam Sangha. So they will go to Korya Dham. But in case you want to go to Golok Dham, then Sadhu Sangha. That's required. Yeah, Sadhu Sangha. They deepen our faith. Seeing their faith, our faith increases. It deepens, yeah. Okay, last question. Yes. All right.
Prabhuji, how to recognize when it is Prarabdha and when it is Krishna's plan? For like when there are devotees, great devotees, when we know that they, their heart have this thick substance.
Yeah.
But like us, we have the substance very thin with holes. And so how to recognize when...
So how to recognize whether it is my prarabdha or whether it is Krishna's plan. When somebody comes to bhakti, so what does Krishna do? Krishna takes all the account of Krishna, of the devotee, in his account. So now in devotee's account, there is nothing. Now everything is in Krishna's account. So now Krishna uses this prarabdha. He keeps sprinkling on a devotee. So some suffering comes in a devotee's life. So now the devotee is getting suffering. But who is giving this? My own prarabdha. Who are now not in my account, but they are in Krishna's account. And once Krishna keeps using this and completely detaches the devotee from worldly life, still 99% is left. Krishna burns this to ashes. But he uses our prarabdha to purify us. And once we are done, then go, oh, well, kaafi bacha hai tera abhi, chal ye, khatam. So a devotee should know that even my prarabdha would be used by Krishna to purify me. He can burn it out also. Krishna is the supreme autocrat, he can do. So he can use even our karma to purify us. Because he is above all. Alright, okay, yes, Mataji. Okay, last question, Mataji's question. Here also we had question. Okay, alright. Mataji, piche. Okay, mic is coming to you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you said work less, bolo jada.
Kaam, baatein jada, kaam kam.
Kaam kam. Have faith in Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna will guide you.
Yes.
Jo dukh bhi aate hain life mein, that is meant to purify you.
Yes.
But there are times when we are at crossroads. Ki hum ye chune ya wo chune, ye rasta le ki wo rasta le. Us time pe jo hume andar se aawaz aata hai.
Andar se? Andar matlab kaun?
मन में जो आवाज आता है
मन
चूज करने आपने बोला जितना हम ज्यादा भगवान के शरण में जाएंगे उतना हमें ज्यादा फ्री विल मिलेगा चूज करने की राह चूजिंग इज नॉट फिक्स्ड वी हैव टू चूज तो उस टाइम पे जब हम चूज करते हैं उस टाइम पे हम दुविधा में पड़ जाते हैं कि हम ये सिलेक्ट करें कि वो सिलेक्ट करें और जो अंदर से आवाज आती है
Yes. अंदर से आवाज मतलब मन की
आवाज
मन महाराज बोलते हैं
तो जब हमने पूरा शरण अब सौंप दिया इस जीवन का सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में है जीत तुम्हारे हाथों में और हार तुम्हारे हाथों में उस समय जब आवाज अंदर से आती है जब हमने भगवान के ऊपर सब छोड़ दिया तो वो आवाज को मैं कैसे जज करूं कि ये मेरा मन बोल रहा है कि भगवान बोल रहा है कि मैं कैसे जाऊं क्या मैं चूज करूं
So we should take decisions very easily. We have single parameter, single filter. Anukulasya sankalpa, pratikulasya varjanam. Anything which is favorable for bhakti, take it. Anything which is unfavorable, reject it. But still in case if I am confused, because inside my heart, there is also super soul, but there is also one badmash entity, the man. So I do not know this voice is coming either from the mind or from the super soul. Source nahi pata lag raha hai iska. That's why Krishna has sent devotees outside. They would confirm you whether you should be doing that or something else. For example, there is Rath Yatra. And from inside the voice comes, Dhoop hogi, suntan ho jayega, chamadi kharab ho jayegi. Now, maybe this voice is from super soul, Paramatma bol rahe ho. Ho sa man bol rahe ho, pata nahi kaun bol raha hai. So you'll go and ask the devotee, Prabhuji, mere andar se awaaj aayi hai, ki Rath Yatra nikli hai Jagannath ji ki, तो बाहर ना जाऊं क्योंकि ना धूप में ना मेरी चमड़ी खराब हो जाएगी तो ये मैं क्या करूं सो डिवोटी वुड से अरे बाबा जगन्नाथ जी जब बाहर निकले तो आपको भी बाहर निकलना चाहिए ना सो दैट इज अ डिवोटी वुड गिव द गाइडेंस सो इफ देयर आर क्रॉस रोड्स कंफ्यूजन्स वन थिंग इज दैट अनुकूल से संकल्प प्रतिकूल से वजन स्टिल देयर इज कंफ्यूजन आस्क द डिवोटी That's why Krishna sends devotees in our lives. That's why. because he knows that we are confused people. We are so confused that we even have confusion about confusion, that whether we are confused or not. So we desperately need guidance of devotees. Yeah? Haan, yes. Yeah.
Prabhuji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
This one question is bothering me for a very long time.
Okay.
This where this world is heading towards. Like, at one side, I expect that because of education, people are getting smarter and trying to understand this world. Mm. And they will try to save this world.
Mm.
But on the other hand, because of impatience, violence and exploiting kind of nature, it looks like that they are going to finish this world faster, sooner.
No, so it will not happen.
What is going to happen?
Yeah, everything will. The things are moving on the right side, the positive side. Now people are becoming vegetarian now. People are becoming spiritual. And there are some great motivational speakers who are even on their YouTube. They are very popular. So people are becoming interested in spirituality. Even though such gurus, they may not have something tangible to offer. They are like very beautiful gate to enter, but there is no room to stay. But they are attracting people towards themselves. But who will give them the room? They have entered the gate of spirituality. Who will give them the room? This Krishna consciousness movement would give them the room. So that is gradually things are becoming better. Even in India, we see Sanatana Dharma is now taking a U-turn now. It was on downside. Now it's taking an upside curve. Upside move it's taking. So things are going good. It will become better and better. And these 10,000 years, when we'll reach 5,000 years in the center, world's 99% population would be Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So it will take some time, but everything is happening for the good. Good rulers would also come to India to make things better. And sattvic movements, which are there to make people sattvic. Spiritual movements like the Hare Krishna movement. Recently, Yogi Adityanath, he said that in every town there should be Kirtan party. In every town there should be Kirtan party. This Yogi Adityanath said. So before that, no way it happened that some administrator, a political person would say that in every town there should be Sankirtan party. Now it is happening. Recently we had Vyas Puja of Gopal Krishna Maharaj last year. Even Narendra Modi gave Vyas Puja offering to Maharaj. This has never happened. From Prime Minister we receive a Vyas Puja offering for a spiritual leader in ISKCON. So things are becoming better. Better and butter. Bitter was the past only.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll stop here. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, you have last question. Alright, so he's very desperate. Alright, we'll take the last question quickly. Give the mic to him. And that's actually last. It will not last longer.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, what is goal of life?
The goal of life is to become an unadulterated, intense, mad lover of Krishna.
Well, back to Godhead or...
No, going back home back to God is not our goal.
Krishna Prem.
To go back home back to Godhead is not our goal.
Krishna Prem.
Krishna Prem. No, and Krishna Prem is intense, mad, unadulterated love for Krishna. That's the goal of life. And going back home back to Godhead is free with it.
Okay.
Yeah, just like there's an offer. Plasma TV kharidiye, DVD player free paye.
Okay.
So Krishna Prem ko chahiye, Bhagwat Dham phokate paye.
Can you, if you don't mind, can you throw the light on how to improve chanting?
Yes.
You have, actually I have seen your video on YouTube.
Yes.
How to improve chanting.
Chanting, yes.
Can you just throw a light?
You keep watching that video and keep chanting. I have thrown light in those videos. There are 5 videos. Apna japa kaise sudhare? So, aap kariye usko apply kar. Maine usme sab tips and tricks diye uske andar.
Okay.
कर लेंगे.
ओके, तो वो मतलब द गोल ऑफ लाइफ इज किसने प्रेम
इज टू बिकम मैड इंटेंस अनएडल्ट्रेटेड लवर ऑफ कृष्णा. दैट्स द गोल ऑफ लाइफ.
ओके, एंड हाउ टू फील कृष्णा, हाउ टू फील,
हाउ टू फील कृष्णा एंड हाउ टू फील कृष्णा.
Yeah.
Both ways, yeah. Both ways. No if, no but. Only jap. Hari naam ka jap, and then you can feel Krishna. When you hear Hari katha, you feel Krishna. When you look at Radha Gopinath, you feel Krishna. He is Radha, the Lord Himself. They are there. So there are many ways you can feel Krishna. When you have delicious prasadam, you feel Krishna. When you look at Srila Prabhupada, you can see mercy of Krishna. So we can see, we can feel Krishna everywhere.
In walking in road.
Yes, walking on the road. How? When you're walking, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Each and every step you realize Krishna. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank Hare you. Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai.
Hare Krishna. So let us express our deepest gratitude and thanks to Amogh Leela Prabhu by loudly chanting 3 times. We hope and pray that he keeps coming here more often and keeps enlightening us with his deep wisdom and conviction. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, everyone.
Before we have our kirtan, let us... we would like to welcome all those people who have come for the Sunday Feast program for the very first time. Please kindly stand in your places. जो कोई भक्त आज पहली बार आए इस मंदिर में संडे फिश कार्यक्रम के लिए, कृपया अपने स्थान पर खड़े हो जाइए. हम आपका स्वागत करना चाहेंगे. So our others, please sit down. Please maintain silence. So devotees who have come for the first time, we would like to pray to their Lordship Shri Shri Radha Gopinath to shower the choices blessings upon you. And we hope and pray that you keep coming for this program every Sunday, every week, and keep inspiring us with your presence. So jo koi bhakta aaj pehli baar aaye, hum Shri Shri Radha Gopinath se prarthna karna chahenge ki aap har Sunday aate rahiye aur hame protsahit karte rahiye. Our reception in charge, who is standing near Hanumanji's Vigraha, he will kindly give you special Mahaprasad of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And if you have any questions about ISKCON society in general or this temple and its activities in particular, he will kindly answer your questions. So, jo koi bhakt agar aapko ISKCON sansa ke bare mein, is mandir ke gatividhiyon ke bare mein koi prashn ho, kripya unse miliye aur wo aapko khas Gopinath ji ka Mahaprasad bhi denge. So, let us welcome these wonderful devotees by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Now please participate in Harinam Sankirtan and dance with all the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,